Good evening, Southern Utah. Are you guys ready to celebrate tonight? Wonderful. Well, I just want to welcome you on behalf of Calvary Chapel St. George to our community Christmas Eve service 2024. My name is Guy Matthews, and I'm blessed to be the administrative and operations pastor at Calvary Chapel here in St. George. And as such, I have a list of things that I'm supposed to share with you. So if you'll bear with me for a moment, we'll get through this and then we'll get our evening started, okay? Wonderful. I'm glad you said that. So tonight we are live streaming our service. So if you want to share your Christmas Eve with your friends and family that aren't able to make it tonight, we're showing it on Facebook, on YouTube, and on our website. So if you want to grab a link to any one of those three and share it with friends and family, please do that now. If you would like more information about who we are or Bible teaching churches within the area, there is a QR code that are on the welcome signs that you passed when you came in. So when you exit, you'll see that QR code. You can just snap a photo of that, and that will give you a list of Bible teaching churches in the St. George area, and would love to see you get plugged into a church if you don't have a home church already. Next, if Spanish is your first language, and you would prefer to have tonight's message translated to you into your native language, we have translation equipment available at the back of the room near the Christmas tree, and there's people that can set you up with that equipment as well. For anyone who could use a touch from the Lord in prayer tonight, we have a team of people that would love to bless you by praying over you and just interceding to the Lord on your behalf. So, at the back of the room, at the end of the service, underneath the concession sign, we're going to have a team of people there to pray. So if there's something on your heart you would like to be prayed for, please go see them and allow them to pray for you before you leave tonight, okay? Tonight's celebration is going to include some of your favorite Christmas songs. Some of them might have a little twist. Some of them might be new. The lyrics will actually be on the screen behind me, so if you don't know the songs, you can follow along and sing with them. And you can sing out your praises, you can clap along, or you can simply just listen to our amazing worship team and enjoy time in the music. Pastor Josh, he's going to be sharing a passage from the Gospel of Luke tonight. And then Pastor Jerry will share the Christmas story, and that will be from the Gospel of Luke. So if you'd like to follow along and you brought your Bible, you can open up to the Gospel of Luke when he comes up as well. Also tonight, we want to honor and recognize our military veterans. If you are a military veteran, would you, if you're able, stand, and the ushers have a gift that we would like to present you with. If you're not able to stand, raise your hand and keep it up, and the ushers are on their way right now. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for answering the call to serve. Thank you for your life, and may God bless every single one of you. We'll give the ushers just another moment, and then when they're done, I would ask again, if you're able, would you stand with me, and I'm going to pray, and then we will get into a time of worshiping our Savior. Let's begin. Lord God, as I stand here with the community that you have given us to live amongst, to be friends, to be neighbors, to be acquaintances, to be brothers or sisters in Christ, God, we come together for one reason. Some of us strangers, but we have one thing in common, that we have a desire to celebrate you. So would you come tonight? Would you descend upon this building with your presence, and would you fill us with the joy of knowing that you are with us, of knowing that you came to this earth and made a way for us, that you love and you created each one of us. And so we do gather together, and we have a desire to lift your name in praise, to take in your word and the history, the story of why and how you came here to dwell among man. And Lord, as we depart from here tonight, I pray that it would not be on our own, but that it would be with a full portion of your Spirit. So would you bless our evening tonight? And all of these things, I pray in the mighty, mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen.
Go tell it on the mountain, the one that we've been waiting for, the King of our salvation, born on this day, our Savior Christ the Lord. Go tell it on the mountain, over the in every way, that we can be forgiven, the weight of all our sin He came to bear. Emmanuel, God with us, Emmanuel, King Jesus, the Savior of the world is born. Go tell it on the mountain, only in a manger land, a mercy sent from heaven. Angels fill the sky with highest praise. Emmanuel, God with us, Emmanuel, King Jesus, the
for the kids. Good job, guys. Isn't it a blessing to see the kids singing unto the Lord? Amen. Like Pastor Guys mentioned, I will be reading some scripture this evening. And before I do, I just wanted to say what a blessing it is that we have to be able to share scripture and open up the word. There are many places in the world that this opening up of the word is not possible or illegal, or you have to hide. And so we have a blessing, and my encouragement is that we take advantage of the word and having it access to us. Before I read, If you need a Bible, maybe you don't have your own Bible, we have Bibles available to you. If you guys would like to grab one on the way out, we have Bibles at both exits. And so if you would love to have the Word of God in your hands, we can make that available to you tonight. And so if you have the Word, if you have the Bible with you, we are in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. We'll be in verses 8 through 20. And starting in verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. Let's stand. And let's glorify and praise God. Amen.
joy to the world on a night like no other. Emmanuel, God is with us. Beggars in peace, let us come in the darkness, rest in His peace and bow before His throne. Sing, all you people, the Lord Almighty reigns. Sing, every creature of God, come bless His name. For He is good, for He is good. He was born to conquer the grave. Light of the world, the reason for Christmas Day. Stars we have seen over deserts and oceans, the darkness was deep, but never hopeless. Redemption came, and His name is Jesus. Sing, all you people, the Lord Almighty. Sing, every creature of God, come bless His name. For He is good, for He is good. He was born to conquer the grave. Light of the world, the reason for Christmas Day. We will shout it out, for the Lord our God Almighty reigns. He is with us, He is with us now. For the Lord our God Almighty reigns. From the mountains we will shout it out, for the Lord our God Almighty reigns. He is with us, He is with us now. Of God, come bless His name. For He is good, for He is good. He was born to conquer the grave. Light of the world, the reason for Christmas. Sing, all you people, the Lord. Sing, every creature of God, come bless His name. For He is good, for He is good. He was born to conquer the grave. Light of the world, the reason for Christmas Day. Light of the world, the reason for Christmas Day.
Amen. He's the reason.
It's child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And can you hear the angels singing, glory to the light of the world, glory, the light of the world is here. Child breaks with the tears of a mother, the baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down, come down, Emmanuel. Oh, he is the song for the suffering. He is Messiah, the Prince of Peace has come. He has come, Emmanuel.
Oh, Well, praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Everyone doing well tonight? Awesome, awesome. Listen, before you take a seat, would you please turn to your neighbor? Oh, come on. Would you please turn to your neighbor and wish them a Merry Christmas? Well, here we are once again. For those of you who have been here several times, welcome back. But I would also like to take this moment. Maybe this is your first time here with us celebrating Christmas. And if it is, would you please do me a favor and just raise your hand? We would love to welcome you properly. Praise the Lord. All right. As Josh mentioned, what a blessing that we have as a community, that we get to gather together and read through the Word of God, and then, of course, celebrate Christmas. What a blessing, right? Isn't God awesome? Amen, amen. Well, listen, for those of you who may not know, my name is Jerry Camacho, and I'm blessed to serve as the senior pastor at Calvary Chapel. And on behalf of my beloved bride, Marisa, as well as our church staff, we would like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. So we pray that God will bless your time with your family and that you would build many, many more memories this year as you're together. And so a couple of other things I would like to do. I want to first give a shout out to the Dixie Center for allowing us to host this community Christmas Eve service. So praise the Lord. And I also want to just take a moment and thank the Lord. You know, we are never guaranteed the next 10, 15 minutes. And yet here we are, for many of us, we've come back again to go through the Christmas story. And I pray that even though we've read through it, you've heard it again. Oh, Pastor, that's the same passage. Let me give you a little insight. There's only two passages on the Christmas story. And I'm going to continue to read those two passages because the Christmas story is worth hearing again. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we never forget why we're here. And the beauty that we have tonight is that we get to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, listen, as we have already read through the Christmas story, my goal for us tonight is that we would see Christmas, this Christmas story, as a story of love, okay? Not a world kind of love, not those Hallmark cheesy women's movies. Okay, I pushed a few buttons there. But I pray that we would see God's love through the Christmas story. And this is a love that is unconditional, a love that is given not based upon conditions, but a love just because. And as I look at the scriptures tonight, this is a story of love. And I pray that our understanding would deepen of God's generous gift to all of humanity. And that is the day that he came into this world as a gift for all of us. And so I will say this, because we've asked you already to stand a few times, I'm not going to do it again. But what I'd like to do is just read a couple of passages from the story that Josh already read, because again, it's a good reminder for us. Luke chapter 2, and I just want to focus in on 10 and 11. It says, "Then the angel said to them," speaking of the shepherds, "do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." God, I ask that tonight you would bless this time. That again, as we're here this amazing night, that you would speak into all of our hearts, that we would not just come as a tradition, but that we would really look forward to hearing you reveal more of your love to us, that you would captivate us, Lord, by the depth of your love and the price that you paid in order to set us free from sin. But it all began with you coming into this world. And so tonight we've come with the heart of gratitude to say thank you and to bless this time. May your word speak for itself. And I pray that I would get out of your way, God, that you would minister to all of our hearts tonight. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, I have a question for us. And that question is, what do you love about Christmas? Now, don't yell out your answer, okay? But I'm curious, and so what did I do? I went to a reliable source called Mr. Google. And this is what I did. I typed in the search box, and here are the top answers Mr. Google gave me. People love Christmas for many reasons, including, and I'm gonna just list a few of them. Family time. That's a pretty good one. How many of you agree with that one? Family time, amen. Christmas time is for family and friends to gather, to share meals. You know, last year I told you what my Christmas tradition was, and some of you asked my wife, can I have your address? I want a gordita, okay? But we share meals together, create memories. I love when I see pictures of families, and you know, I have some pretty rough looking friends at times, you know, all tacked out and things like that, kind of yoked. And then to see them in all of these little matching pajamas, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, I haven't gotten there yet. My wife wants me to, but I'm just not there. Pray for me. Another answer is, it's a time of giving and sharing. The act of generosity, this is good. The giving of gifts to one another, maybe donating or volunteering your time, which leads to happiness and contentment. And I believe with all my heart, it is one of those seasons where we see many more people being very generous. But the only place I don't see this happening is in the parking lot at Target. There's no generosity happening there. You might see a fight. And of course, there were a few other answers that were given, but one of my favorite ones, which was to me a little bit surprising, but it said, people love celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Can we say amen to that? Amen. That made Mr. Google's list. That was pretty shocking. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And just like us tonight, there's many churches. You may see the word Advent as part of their Christmas celebration. The word Advent itself means arrival. So what is this Advent? It's a four-week season dedicated to the arrival of Jesus' birth. With each week, they focus on a specific theme: hope, peace, joy, and love. And the heart behind these 4 weeks is to remember, to rejoice, and to celebrate the arrival of Jesus' birth here on earth. Now, this is exactly the heart behind our service tonight. That this Christmas, we as a community would love not only Jesus, but that we would remember the price he paid. That we would rejoice that we've been set free from sin. And that we would celebrate because God has given us an amazing gift, and that is the birth of Jesus Christ. And what I don't want us to miss tonight is that Christmas is about God's generous gift of love to all of humanity. Can I get an amen for that? Amen. Amen. My encouragement for us this year, this Christmas, let us remember that God gave the world a gift that was dear to his heart. Some 2,000 plus years ago on this night, the gift that God gave was not wrapped in fancy Christmas paper, didn't have a bow on it. But this gift was wrapped in swaddling cloths and it laid in a manger, which is a feeding trough. And we heard through the Christmas story that on this night, as Mary and Joseph had baby Jesus, they were in this cave, stable-like room. And when I think of this amazing picture, do you realize today that we came into this world in a lot better conditions than Jesus did? And yet, here we are on this night. Jesus is born, no one there to help. And the only thing that Mary could do was wrap him in these, what we would consider somewhat like rags, and place him in an animal feeding trough. Please remember that on this night, Jesus entered the world through his birth. And what is this night so special? Because it wasn't meant to be a secret. Remember with me that the angels came to the shepherds and said, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which is for," listen to this, "all people." Luke chapter 2, verse 10. You see, after the angel left and the shepherds were there by themselves, pretty shocked about what just took place, they went off into the city of Bethlehem. And as they went there, they found everything exactly the way that the angel told them, where to look, what to look for. And as they found Jesus laying in the manger, they rejoiced. And from that moment on, they went out, and anybody who would give them an ear, they began to share this amazing good news of Jesus' birth, of the Savior that would come into this world. And so here is where we see God's generous love, because again, the birth of Jesus was not meant to be kept a secret. It wasn't just for the shepherds. It wasn't just for God's people. But Jesus' birth was meant to be shared, to give other people an opportunity to hear of God's gracious love. And not only that, but this great announcement came just at the right time. Listen, I know that many of us, as we walk through life, we go through different seasons. I know that many of us have some amazing times with family and friends, or things are going well. And then there's other seasons where hardships come in. Maybe we're going through illness and difficulty. I think many of us understand and know that there are many people today who really have a difficult time during Christmas time, whether it's illness or loss of a loved one. But even in that darkest time, the Christmas story is meant to be heard. For what purpose? To bring hope. This announcement of Jesus' birth would bring hope to a nation that was waiting for God's promise to be filled. And that promise was Jesus' birth. This Christmas, let us as a community remember, out of love for all of humanity, God's greatest gift was his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Can we say, can you turn to your neighbor and say, "Remember, Jesus was born. That was a little weak. I got a couple more. Hang in there. This Christmas, I pray that we would rejoice. When we understand Jesus, his coming into this world, and what he did while he was here, do you realize that Jesus was sent into this world with a special mission? You see, on this night, the angel also told the shepherds, Luke chapter 2, verse 11, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This mission of Jesus, he not only came into this world, but he came to do something that we ourselves could not do. He came to save us from the penalty of sin that all of us deserve. The Bible is very clear that there is no one who is righteous. We have all been disqualified in to be in God's presence. How did this happen? It goes all the way back to the garden. The moment that Adam and Eve disobeyed God, sin entered the world and death. And from that point on, everyone who came into this world was born with this rebellious nature toward God. And as we look at the Bible, it says that sin separates us from God. From that moment on, everything changed. No longer did Adam and Eve walk with God. They were kicked out of the garden. But here's the good news. Because of Jesus, he came specifically to reconnect us, to give us an opportunity to get right back where we rightfully belong, and that's in a personal relationship with God. Do you realize that the Bible says this about sin, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord? Notice the love again of God, that he gave you and I a gift, and this gift is eternal life. But how can we receive this gift? It's only through what Jesus did. He came into this world, as the scripture tells us in the Christmas story. He came to be the Savior of the world. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
When I think of the sacrifices that Jesus made, the ability that we have to have a right relationship with God, the Bible tells us that when you believe in his death and resurrection on the cross, notice this, that our sins are forgiven. Did you hear that? That all of our failures and all of our mistakes and everything that we've ever done can be forgiven. And not only that, but I don't want you to miss this. Out of love for you and me, Jesus took all of our wrongs and he placed them on himself. He took all of them upon himself, and through his death, it was the rightful payment to usher in that forgiveness for us all. Because of this, because of what Jesus did, here again, I don't want us to miss this. This should bring our hearts to be filled with joy and rejoice. You know, one of the things that I can recall really quickly, it was never fun facing my dad when I was in trouble. I knew that if my dad was home, my dad would discipline me. And one of the things that I remember very clearly, getting in trouble, and my dad warned me, "You ever fight in school, you're gonna have to deal with me later." I get in a fight, go into the principal's office. He calls my dad, and I'm like, I'm dead. My dad has to leave work, come to the school, and pick me up. And I'll never forget. I knew my consequence. I knew what was coming. And as he walked into the principal's office, and as I was sitting there, I could just hear his keys. You know how scared you are when you're in trouble? I could hear his keys shaking. And then all of a sudden, I just see the look. And I'm all like, thanks, principal, I'm dead. He heard what happened. He turned around and looked at me. And all he said is, get in the truck. I leave, I get in the truck, and I try to get as far close to the door as possible. And when I slid all the way over, I was expecting to get one. And my dad jumped into the seat and he turned around and he looked at me and he had that stern look. I only have one question, boy. Did you win? I'm not in trouble? Don't worry about it. Everything that I deserved, I didn't get. And I tell you, on that day, on that drive, when I thought was going to be the most horrible drive ever, there was forgiveness. When I deserved judgment, he showed mercy. And I love this about the Christmas story because this is what Jesus did for us. That he would die in our place, sacrifice his life, take upon all of our punishment upon himself so that we could be forgiven. And when I hear this news, man, my heart rejoices. I hope your heart rejoices. I hope when you hear that you can be forgiven, that your heart would go, that's a win-win. I hope and pray that you would realize that a relationship that we all, I think, desire to have, that it is now made available because of Jesus, that we can be brought back into this right relationship with God. See, when I think of all of this, man, it brings my heart joy, and I pray it would bring your heart joy. And so what I love to share is this. I pray that tonight we would rejoice. Rejoice knowing that Jesus came to save us from our sins and from the eternal separation that will happen from God. Here's what I want us to know. You see, Jesus saved us so that we can be reconnected with God and have that opportunity to be with him for all eternity, never to be separated from him ever again. That's a gift worth rejoicing over. Would you agree? Amen. Amen. Listen, this Christmas, I pray that we as a community would celebrate this gift of salvation. Along with the Christmas story, I have another verse that I want to share with you that literally sums up the Christmas story. It's John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. I want you to just listen to this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. I want to just walk through this passage really quick. Listen to this carefully. For God so what? Let me hear it. Loved. It amazes me how many people today think that God hates them. But here we see in his word, that is not true. God loves the world, which means he loves all people. This is speaking of all humanity. And what did he do? He gave us, and here's a precious gift that he gave us, his one and only begotten son, Jesus' birth. That whoever, whether you're rich or poor, educated or uneducated, listen, regardless of what nationality you are, you know, even though I can't see everybody, there's little lights and I can see a few of you. Some of you are sitting in the dark. But I'm pretty sure that God right now is looking down at a full room of diverse group of people. That is a blessing to him. And it's a blessing to me to see. God loves all people. The other thing that I want us to see is this. Whoever, again, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what your past was, whoever believes in Jesus. Now notice this. Believes what? Believes that Jesus saves us, again, from that penalty of sin, that Jesus is the Savior of the world, the one that the angels announced to the shepherd that on this night a Savior is born. When you believe this with all of your heart and believe that his death and resurrection sets us free, notice what the scripture says, you shall not perish, but have this gift of everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world, again, to condemn it. This is God's gracious love. He's not here the moment you mess up and say, you've done it, you've blown it. That's not who our God is. But he says he didn't come into this world to condemn it, but that through his life, his death, and his resurrection, the world might be saved. This is God's ultimate gift to all of mankind, and it is the gift of everlasting life. What an amazing gift. And I'm going to tell you right now, this Christmas season, let us rejoice and celebrate that good news. Let us today as a community remember that this is the ultimate gift of salvation that God has given us. I pray that we would understand and know that this gift is an amazing picture of the love story that I mentioned. And here's what I want to share with you before our close, and that is this. When we're talking about gifts, many of us in this room are going to go home tonight. And when you go home, especially if you have kids, every hour on the hour, they're going to ask, can I open up my gift? Maybe you're the family that opens them up tonight. Totally fine. No condemnation, okay? Maybe you're the family that waits till Christmas morning and opens them up then. But I'm going to tell you this, whether it's tonight or tomorrow morning, there are going to be some people that are so excited about that gift they got. Maybe because they already gave a list and told mom and dad what they want. Maybe some of you put that on that list, just give me a gift card. Maybe you're going to get what you want, but there may be some who get gifts that you weren't really quite desiring. And you're going to open it up and it's not going to satisfy you. And I know that tonight, whether you're going to be excited or disappointed, but can I just share with you that tonight, as we remember, as we rejoice, and as we celebrate the birth of Christ, that you would realize that Jesus is the ultimate gift that will never disappoint. I pray that you would understand, in order for us to really receive this gift, just like on Christmas, when somebody calls out your name with that gift, in order for you to enjoy it, you must first receive it. And then after you receive it, you got to open it up. And after you open it up, then you get to enjoy what is in that box or that bag. But then you take ownership in it. You use it. You put it on, but it becomes yours. And the only way that you and I are going to experience this amazing gift of everlasting life is when you once again believe, you receive this gift, and you open up your heart so that God can now not only forgive us, but then bring peace, bring us into this right relationship with God, and then we get to walk with God. We get to take ownership in this amazing gift, and the beauty that we have today is that you and I can walk with Jesus. This is the ultimate gift that I pray for some of you here in this room. For some of you in this room, you may be desiring this gift. For some of you in this room, you may not even know you needed this gift. But I'm going to tell you right now, the only way you can receive it is when you believe and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior of the world. This is an amazing gift that I pray you would not miss out on. As the worship team is here, I want us just to bow our heads. And I want to give a special invitation for anybody here tonight that would want to receive this gift and walk home tonight remembering, rejoicing, and celebrating God's gracious love that is for all of mankind. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you so much for this time tonight. I want to thank you that you sent Jesus into this world. And he came on a special mission to save us, that we may be forgiven of all of our sins, that we would receive peace from God, have a right relationship, and then to again take ownership in this amazing gift of everlasting life. And tonight I pray for many hearts that are in this place. Some of us have already received this gift. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for opening up our hearts and our eyes to see you are that true gift. But I also know that there may be many who have not received this gift. And if this is you tonight, and you have a desire to be forgiven, to receive this gift of everlasting life that we just talked about, I want to encourage you, God loves you, and God has a desire to spend all eternity with you. But the only way that you're going to be able to receive that is to surrender your heart and to believe once again and to confess and to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. And if this is you, right where you're sitting, I want to invite you, slip up your hand that I may see it. And if you slip up your hand, I want you to know this is an opportunity for you to get right with God. Has nothing to do with anybody near you. I see your hand toward the very back. Anybody else? I see your hand off to my right, over to the far end on my right, in the middle, toward the back as well. Anyone else? I see your hand up here in the front. Lord, I thank you for reaching down and allowing us to hear the greatest love story ever. And I'm so thankful that you touched the hearts of those who raised their hands. And Lord, you know their hearts. And as they've raised their hand, God, I pray that you would not only see them, but they today would get their hearts right with you. And so for those of you who raised their hand, I want to ask that you would repeat this prayer with me. This is a prayer simply receiving Jesus into your heart. So repeat this prayer with me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die on a cross and to save me from sin. For I believe by faith in his death and his resurrection. I believe he took all of my sins and placed them upon himself so that I would be delivered from that penalty of sin. Jesus, thank you for saving me and for dying for me. God, I acknowledge that I have sinned against you. Would you please come into my life? And from this day forward, my desire is to live with you. Come into my life and teach me your ways. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you made that prayer sincere between you and God tonight, toward the back, as Pastor Guy mentioned, there's going to be a group of people who have here to serve you badges, and we would love for you to walk up to any one of them, have them pray for you. We'll make sure you have a Bible before you leave and just encourage you where to start reading. For the rest of us as a community, as followers of Christ, let's do something special and let's keep Jesus the center of our celebration. Amen. God bless you all and Merry Christmas. Let's all stand.
This one's a clap along. Here we go. Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. Proclaim Christ is born to Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with miles he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to say, in your mighty name, King of heaven, come. Highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Miles he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. Stand against us. You are strong to say, in your mighty name, King of heaven, come.
Amen. May his kingdom come now. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful rest of the night.